Today's daf is Masechet Shavuot, daf Yudchet. And we're holding on Yudchet Amud Aleph. And we're talking about the fascinating sugya in the Mishnah that compares the Chiyav Aseh and Lo Ta'aseh of the Mikdash to the Chiyav Aseh and Lo Ta'aseh to the Nida. And we had determined yesterday that the only way that it made sense to us that there was a chiyuv both on knisa and on prisha was by saying that there was a Talmid Chacham who knew that it's usur to be boil samuch levesta, nonetheless took a chance that she would not become a nida, and therefore when she does become a nida, is considered to be a shogeg, not an ones. It's not that she suddenly became a nida out of the blue. And when it comes to the question of the isur of exiting, over there, the prisha that we spoke of, which you say, if he knows he's not allowed to exit with an erection, why is he chayav as a shogeg? He should be amazed. So we said, look, that's not as well known a halacha. And so he was a shogeg because he simply didn't know it. Didn't know that halacha. That was a little bit of a stretch, but it was the only way that we could come out with an understanding of how you could be chayav on both. And what's more, the only way that we could match up in some vague sense now, the aseh and the lo ta'aseh, because it isn't really an aseh and a lo ta'aseh when it comes to the nida, because it's an iser of prisha. It's an iser of prisha. So then it's a lo ta'aseh. It's the same iser of ba'al anida, l'chora. We'll see later on today that there may be other issues involved in which there's an iser, indeed an iser aseh, that relates to this, and perhaps that's what we're referring to, which is the tahini data alav. But in any event, this was the approach that we had, and the only one that seemed to make sense. Today, we want to look further into possibilities of understanding the Mishnah. So the last words that we learned were Talmid Chacham Lazuv, Ein Talmid Chacham Lazuv, which was one quarter of the way down, and we're up to the words Amar Rav. Says Rav, okay, now the two issues over here that we just worked out, of the knisa and the prisha and the chiyav on both of these. In other words, that you would be chayav on a knisa, which would be samuch levesta. Not because, now this is important to note, what we're saying over here is that we're not talking about the iser that he was over on the fact that after she says that she's tameha, that, and then supposedly he knows that, but rather on the fact that he had to make a mistake about needing to stay away from her when she was likely to become a nida. Both of these issues that you're talking about here, the chiyav chatas on the prisha and the chiyav chatas on the knisa because of the fact that it was samuch levesta, are both actually mishnayot. V'tarvayot nida. Knisa tenida, there's a clear-cut indication that for entry into a woman, samuch levesta, who turns out to become a nida during intercourse, that there's a chiyav, and prisha tanina. So in other words, there would be a chiyav on the knisa even if you ended up not exiting. Because of course there's an alternative way of understanding the Mishnah. The alternative way of understanding the Mishnah is that the act of prisha is considered to be now the culmination of the original intercourse, in other words, the original knisa, and now you know, and now nonetheless you're continuing here to have intercourse with this woman, and therefore now the whole act is mechayev you from the beginning to the end, and you would now be chayev both on the knisa and the prisha. Now that would require a special understanding of the nature of prisha as being able to be mechayev you from a pasuk, and we'll have to find that. So far we're just acting as if it's a svara b'alma. What's the difference? Okay, but in fact, says Rava, knisa, meaning samuch levesta, particularly, is a Mishnah, and the prisha, of course, is the Mishnah, which we just had, diktani. Let's start from the prisha. I mean, the prisha is our Mishnah. I mean, we just had it. Hayam shameshi metaora, v'yamra lo nitmeti. So someone now thinks he's having intercourse with a woman who's Torah. She was Torah, and now she says to him that I became Tmeah. Upiresh miyad chayav. So if he exits at that point immediately, so he would be chayav. Okay, so you see that prisha is machayav you. But knisa separately, we also know, in the same case, I'm going to assume, as I'll show you in a moment, Tanina. Because in Nida it says that over there, Nitsa El Shelo. So over there, the two partners are checking themselves after intercourse to see whether there was a chance that there was Nidot involved. If he now wipes himself and finds blood that had obviously been on his penis, how the heck did he get blood if he hadn't been Mishameshi Matame'ah? So if he finds blood, so then it's Vadai that he had slept with a Nida. They're considered to be Tame'im, and he's Chayav a Karban. Now, it's ridiculous to say that a person is Chayav a Karban when he finds out ex post facto that a woman that he had no reason to believe was a Nida is a Nida when he only finds out about it afterwards. Why is that a Karban? That's a pure, straight-out ones. What's he supposed to do? You might as well oser sex. You're saying that any time that there's going to be an iser, I mean, so then there's no way to escape the assumption that she's going to be a Nida? That's absurd. So the only way to understand it in the Mishnah, my law, b'samuch levesta. It's got to be that over there we're talking about the problem being that it was samuch levesta, and the knisa itself was actually enough to be mechayev him if it turns out ex post facto that she was a Nida. You understand that this is a tremendous chiddush. Because obviously on the knisa per se, samuch levesta, there's no chiyev at all. It's just that you're not allowed to do it. But if she doesn't turn out to be a Nida in the end, you did something wrong, but there's no chiyev on it, there's no carbon on it, there's no anything on it. Because it turned out that it worked out for you. In this case, it didn't work out for you. So we're saying, but since it didn't work out, and now it turns out that original act ended up causing you to sleep with Anita, and therefore you're chayev on that original act, despite the fact that at the moment that you did the act, it wasn't at all clear that that would be the case. Now that's an amazing chiddush, which we've been assuming is the point of our Mishnah as well. And not that the chiyev comes, in fact, only ex post facto, but rather that the chiyev came at the time of knisa. So even if we find out about it ex post facto, you're chayev. Oh, Malay Ravada Bar Masla Rava. Now, wait a minute. I'm not ready to accept that. Because maybe the meaning of the Mishnah in Nida is that Liola Memelaga Bisholo Sabuch Levesta. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe what he did was absolutely okay. He's sleeping with a woman, no reason to believe that she's in Nida. Okay? And when it says over there in the Mishnah that if he finds blood on his penis, mm-hmm. that he is going to be chayev, it's talking about he is going to be chayev on the Prisha because she obviously told him that she's a Nida. So if you'll ask, now this sounds crazy, because if she told him she's a Nida, why does he have to find blood on his penis? V'chitema Prisha Lamali, but we'll talk about it in a moment. But V'chitema Prisha Lamali, if you're going to say, why would the Mishnah need to repeat in Nida, the din of the Prisha, when we have the Prisha here in Shavuot? I'll tell you why. The truth is, it doesn't. The truth is, it's bringing it on only agav. So you'll ask me, v'chitema Prisha Lamali Hatanale, what's the point of repeating the din of Prisha, if it already said it here in Shavuot? Why do we need to repeat it in Nida? I'll tell you why. Because Yitzchak Lashmina Nimsa Al Shala, we need to contrast it there with not, in one case where you're chayav a karban is if he finds the blood on his own penis. Okay, so then obviously he must have been inside her when she became Anita. But in the other case, when she finds blood after checking, when there's a momentary gap, so then they're only to name the Sufik and they're potter from a karban because he can't establish that she was a Nida at that moment. So therefore, I did abay mitna, since we needed to talk about over there, nimtza al shala, finding this blood on her bedika, tananami nimtza al shalo. So it contrasts it with finding it with his bedika. That's all. Omerle Ravina Loravada, what the heck are you talking about? You're saying that maybe the Mishnah Nida was talking about that he had no reason to suspect that she would be a Nida. So why then is he chayev? Because she told him that she's a Nida and he shouldn't have exited. That's what you're saying. I mean, the whole thing is crazy. Because then that means that the point of the chayev was when she told him that she's a Nida. So then why does he have to find blood on his penis? Mamonavshach. If you're telling me the chiyuv is on the yediyah that she gives him, so then there doesn't need to be a bedika at all. The whole meaning of that Mishnah is that if he discovers, ex post facto, that he had obviously slept with Anita, that he's chayav. You have to explain to me why he's chayav. If he had no reason to suspect that she's Anita, right? So it must be that he's chayav because of Prisha Samach Leveset, like Rama said. Not because of what you said, that there needed to be a Prisha without an erection. That's ridiculous. So then you don't need to have proof that he was sleeping with Anita. So let's see that inside. Meet Matzit Lukmalai Bishalo Samach Levestava Prisha. Does it not say Nimtza, that the blood was found? Found. What does the word found mean to you, for heaven's sakes? Found means ex post facto. If you're telling me that it was the chiyuv of the prisha, so then he knew that he wasn't supposed to be poresh. It has nothing to do with finding. So the mikora ki poresh le mikora, that extra word mikora doesn't belong here. So many gersos take it out. Havila yediya, so he had a yediya in the first place. How can you possibly say such a thing? Amalei Rava said Rava, Listen, boy. Sayet maidagama rabcha. Listen to what your Rebbe is telling you. Don't argue with me. And the nonsense is that to try to explain the Mishnah that's talking about Prisha, where the only possible way to learn it is the Isser on the Knisa, which is the Chiddush that I'm telling you is what we derive from that Mishnah. You do an act, which in and of itself would never be Mechayev you a carbon, which is you were over on the Isser Prisha Samach Leveset. Big deal. But it turns out she becomes Anita. Then it becomes a big deal. Unbelievable Chiddush. So he says to Rava, exactly how am I supposed to listen to something which is so obviously wrong? Hey, Chimatz, don't understand. How can I listen? You told me listen. How would I listen? Does it not say in the Braita on that Mishnah? Listen to what it says. You tell me that there's an alternative, okay? It says, quote, Zo hi mitzvat asei shebedita the shechayav in aleha. Now we know perfectly well the difference in the usage of the word mitzvat asei and mitzvat lo taasei on the nida. That's the whole point of our Mishnah here in Shavuos. The mitzvat lo taasei on the nida is entry. Mitzvat asei in the nida is exit. And if the Braita says, and that Mishnah is talking about the mitzvat asei. And you're telling me I should listen to my Rebbe who tells me that the Isser over there has to be on the Knisa, which of course is the mitzvat lo taasei. Alright? So don't tell me that I should listen. Ve'im ita, if you're right, and if my Rebbe is right, Ravina, then it should say mitzvat lo taasei. Okay? Therefore I say, there's only one alternative. You have to learn that it's on the Prisha. You're asking me, so why does it say that you found blood? Who cares if you found blood? It's obvious that what the Mishnah is saying is, the moment that she says that I'm Tamei'ah, you have to get very worried. So if you get very worried, you better stop until you lose your erection. Now, if it turned, she said she's Anita. No, okay, maybe she thinks she's Anita. Maybe she's mistaking some of the sensations of the intercourse with Anita. I don't know. I certainly am not allowed to take any chances. Then when I find out that there's blood, now I know she was Anita. Okay. That's the only way to understand the Mishnah. So now it turns out that we've discovered that indeed she was Anita, but I was not allowed to proceed on the assumption she was making a mistake. But you're trying to introduce the issue of Prisha Sabach Leveset. I'm saying you cannot ex post facto turn something into an Isser. It becomes an Isser now when she said it. That's the point. That's how I understand it. Said Rava to him, well, on my lay, listen, I don't know that Braita, okay? And as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't exist. I never heard it. But Itanita, if that's the way you heard it, then I'm telling you, you got a problem. And what you're going to have to understand is that bright is chesur in the chas, okay? The correct way to read that bright is to, obviously, it needs to have the following words inserted into it, because otherwise it really doesn't make any sense. I mean, what Ravina is saying is absolutely correct. It does not make sense to say that I require nimtza, and that's the reason why now I look back and I say that. It just doesn't add up. So what you should read into the Braita is like this. Zohi mitzvat lo taaseh shebenina, shechayav in aleha, whereas, continues the insertion, whereas, hayam eshameshim et ha'orah, v'amrolon et meitiyu, piresh miyav chayav. Okay, now go back to what it says in your Braita after this insertion. Zoh mitzvat taaseh shebenina, there's no other way to read this Braita properly. Omar Ma, you say, Piresh Miyad Chayav. So that if now you exit with an erection, you're going to have to bring a carbon chatas. So tell me, in other words, you're supposed to be acting as if, and we're assuming right now, that any movement or any relationship with this woman is considered to be sleeping with a nida. What are you supposed to do? Hey, Chiyovi. Omer Ravuna Bishmeda Rava. What you do is, Noetz Eser Tziponav Bekagalok. Stand on your 10 digits. Meaning, do not lie on her tummy. Do not move around. You have to basically sit there, sporting yourself, on your toes and your fingers, achi amut, until now your erection disappears, vituvia, and then you're a good boy. Now this vituvia sounds very strange, and indeed, fascinatingly, there is a girsa of the Oruch that has wativ. Wativ is the Arabic for penis. Achi amut wativ, until good old boy dies. Right? This is a very cute language. So there's actually a singer today, Wativ, that has all these songs. I looked it up on the internet. What's Wativ?
Arabic.
Yeah, Arabic. So Omar Rava Zot, that's also a word for union. The translations I'm getting is beloved, union. Apparently that's the Oruch. Wativ is the shame for the Aver itself, which usually we don't in Hebrew, as Rama points out, we don't have any direct words that could be construed as a not nice word. So maybe we just use Amato, Everod, so on. But in Arabic, we have a word Wativ. So Achi Amud Wativ is Gersa. Certainly Vituvia sounds awfully more strange. Such a guy is a really good boy if he can manage this. Oh my Rava, but you see one thing clearly from here, says Rava. Zot omerat ha-mishamesh meit ba'arayot patur. The only way to understand the Mishnah is to say that an erection is absolutely necessary to define the act of intercourse. So that just because somebody is supposedly sleeping with a woman, meaning that there's insertion, does not mean that the act of intercourse is going on. Because Isaac Daita Chayav, if you're going to tell me that without an erection, it's considered to be an act of intercourse. How do you explain the Mishnah? So why is it that if he now exits without an erection, he's considered to be patur, whereas if he exits with an erection, he's chayav? The only explanation that you're considered to be not sleeping with a woman. So he's hagadaita chayav. So how come I time a patur? What are you going to tell me? The only other way to understand the Mishnah is the reason that you're patur is because, well, what am I supposed to do now? Stay here forever? What exactly is your solution? So I'm an onus, and therefore I'm potter. Wasn't my fault she became Anita. And that's what you would be saying, right? If he's an onus, what's the difference if you have an erection, you don't have an erection? The only way to read the Mishnah is to say, if the intercourse proceeds, that you're chayev, because you're chayev on the original kenisa. And therefore you can't say, what am I supposed to do? Well, tough. You should have gotten into yourself into this pickle, because it was sovach levista. And the only thing that you can do is wait until you will not be having intercourse. So then you see from here, Mishamish Meit Barayot is Patur. Seems to be an ironclad argument. Amalei Abaye, no, it is not on ironclad. It may well be that the case over here indeed is that he's Patur only because he's an onus. You say, what am I supposed to do? So you say, well, if that's the issue, who cares whether he's Porish immediately, or he's Porish Leacher Zman, I'll tell you the difference. The reason that you're Potter now, exiting without an erection, is only because you have no other choice. And therefore you're Potter, because you're an onus. Now, now you ask, well, if that's the case, you're an onus no matter what. So what's the difference if you're parish chai or parish me? So I'll tell you why. The difference is simply this. Onus means that there's nothing that you can do. There's no involvement of your own volition in this situation. But the moment that I can bring an element of volition, it's not considered to be an onus. By definition, which is actually the reason why you cannot be an ones in cases of arayot. So somebody puts a gun to your head and says, either sleep with this nida or I'm going to shoot you. You're chayev, in that case, if you do sleep with the nida, you're going to be chayev. Why? It's no choice of your own. If you did have avodah zarah under those circumstances, you would be potter, right? Even though you're not supposed to, but you'd be potter if you did. So if you sleep with a woman, you should be potter too, but you're not potter. Why are you not potter? Because of your erection, you're not potter. Who told you to have an erection? So in this case, that's exactly the point. Who told you to be parish with an erection? That part, you're chayav on. So you're saying, but, I mean, does it really matter? Of course it matters. There's a difference, isn't it? There's a difference in terms of your pleasure. That element of your pleasure is considered to be the unavoidability of the shogeg as opposed to the onan. That's it. And that's the explanation of the Mishnah. Of course, this leads us to a little bit of a problem. If that's the explanation of the Mishnah, then that means that the Mishnah is talking about where it was not sabak levesta. Because if it was sabak levesta, then he's not an onan. Because we say, what'd you get yourself into this pickle for? Don't come crying to us now. Go bring your carbon chatas, right? So you're telling me that the reason that you're putter is because you're an ones, but then you're putter on the knisa also. So the only way we came up with a chiyav on the knisa is because of the fact that it was samach levesta. And what was your shogeg? You figured you'd get away with it. You'll be boiled fast enough that you're going to miss your becoming a leader, or whatever the case, specifics of the case are. Okay, so then now we have to go back and rethink the Mishnah. If Abai is trying to fit this in, and he's claiming that that's the way to understand the Mishnah, then, I mean, he's going to have to restate our whole understanding of the Mishnah we had yesterday, Chichayev 2, Echad HaKnisa. Here you're saying that doesn't work that way. So now we're going to take a look at this problem. But before we get to that, we have another very exciting issue as an aside, which is very cute. According to the way Rava understands the Mishnah, it's an either or, it's a zero-sum game. Either you're involved in the act of Be'ilat Nida, and that means that you ended up doing the Isser of Baal HaNidah because you left with an erection, or you didn't do anything, because without an erection, you're not doing an act of intercourse. But according to Abaye, you're always now involved in Baal HaNidah. The only difference is, did you take the long way home or the short way home? But the long way home and the short way home is exactly the situation in the Mikdash, isn't it? And didn't the Mishnah try to create a parallel between Mikdash and Nida? I mean, isn't this the cutest parallel? So according to Abaye, shouldn't this be the parallel in the Mishnah? That Zui mitzvah asei should be Mikdash, Zui mitzvah asei should be Mikdash. Zui mitzvah lo tasei, Zui mitzvah lo tasei. Zeo derech arucha b'mikdash, Zeo derech arucha b'nida. Brilliant! You gotta tell me that Abaye is wrong if Rebbe missed that opportunity. I mean, this is so great. How could he have missed it up? So if, says Amalei Rabba Bar Chanan Abaye, how can you understand the Mishnah that way? Imkein matzinu arucha uktzara benida. Now, the only thing that the Mishnah, which was here in order to contrast Mikdash for Nida, it only uses those words in the Mikdash. How could Rebbe resist using the words in the Nida? I ask you. Vanami Mikdash Tana. Says Abaye, well, no, that's not fair. I mean, you can't call the Arucha and the Ktzara the same words because they're opposites. Mishum Delo Dami. The Arucha Dahacha is the Ktzara Dahata. Basically, if you take the long way home in the Nida, you're putter, because then there's enough time to lose the erection. Take the short way home, you're chayev. Punching in the Mikdash, it's the opposite way. The Arucha Dahatam is the Ktzara Dahacha. So then Rebbe would have to explain too much. It doesn't work. The words would be used in opposite way. Matki for Ravuna, Parader of Natan. Yeah, so apparently it would have been too misleading. That already you could say Rebbe resisted. Now getting back to the main issue. Maskev or Vinabrative of Natan. You're telling me that according to Abaye, the reason that you're patur over here is not because Mishamesh made ba'arayot is patur. Mishamesh made ba'arayot is chayev also. The only reason that you're patur is because you did the best you can. Since you did the best you can, which by the way, would be an explanation of Vituvia, according to Abaye, you see. Because if Abaye learns Mishamesh made ba'arayot is really chayev, and the only reason you're potter over here is because you were a good boy, meaning you did the best you can, that vituvia would mean, and now you're a good boy. And therefore, you're considered to be an oni. That's the point. Okay, but according to Rava, that word vituvia is very strange. So now, getting back to the hatkafa. So matkifar vunibredrim natan. How can you tell me that Abaye says it's an onus? If it's an onus, you're telling me, we don't tell the guy, who asked you to get involved in this problem? He said, what am I supposed to do? I don't understand. I'm doing a completely normal thing. So it's got to be, if he's an onus, that it was b'shalosa b'chulvesta. Okay, therefore he didn't do a darn thing wrong at all. He's doing a mitzvah. What are you dining then? That he's chayav. So he's an onus. Fine. The problem is that then Abaye doesn't make sense of the Mishnah. And it was Abaye himself who came up with the idea that you're chayav shtayim. One on the knisa and one on the yitzia. Now it turns out that he was an honest. To understand, so then he's not chayav on the Knesset either. Right? I mean, the only way we understood the Mishnah that says that you're chayav shtayim is that it was samach levestah, except that he was a talmid chacham lezeh, and he wasn't a talmid chacham lezeh. So he ended up not being considered to be a mazid when he was poresh be'ev chay. Correct? Now, by himself, seems to be going back on the way that we understood the Mishnah. That was talking about Dafka Samach Levesta, says the Gemara. No, actually. Ki itvar da'abaya. This statement that you're chayev to, that statement is not going on the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah that distinguishes between Aver Meit and Aver Chai, according to Abaya, cannot be talking about where it was Samach Levesta. It could only be talking about where it wasn't Samach Levesta. We attempted to insert that into the Mishnah. Because Abaya is saying, look, you should know that you can really get into a situation where you're going to be Chayev too. Well, I'm not talking about necessarily the Mishnah over here. So the Mishnah, indeed, being as it talks about that difference, is got to be talking about without Samach Levesta. If you're talking in general, I'm telling you, says Abaya, whenever you get into this problem, you're in big trouble because you'd be chayef twice. One on the Knesset and one on the Yetziyah. One on the Knesset and one on the Yetziyah would not allow for the distinction between Eivor Chai and Eivor Meit, you see, because then you weren't an Onis. Because if you're going to be chayef on the Knesset, then that means it must have been Samach Levesta. Once it's Samach Levesta, we tell you, don't come crying to me, what am I supposed to do now? You want to live this way forever, you can live this way forever. But you ain't moving. I mean, it was obviously ridiculous. So therefore, it's got to be that there were two separate situations over here. And Abaye was not referring to the case of the Mishnah. It's only in the Mishnah where we start distinguishing between Chai and Mate. Okay, that's something else. That is a question of Ones or non-Ones, because it's not talking about Samach Levesta. Boimine Reb Yonatan ben Yosef ben Nekunya from his brother, Reb Shimon ben Yosef ben Nekunya. Where do we know that you're not allowed to sleep with Anita? That's what it sounds like he's saying. Now, actually, we're going to see what he was saying is, where do we see that there is a separate isser of this halacha of Prisha be'evrachai? So, anyways, he asked him, how do we know that a bol nida is over and a lot in the Torah? I see you're telling me it's a svara. But how do I know that that indeed when the Torah says haba al hanida doesn't mean entry into a nida? When it came to the case of the Migdash, we asked, how do you know? He said, the fact that the Torah says don't walk into the base of Migdash Betumah doesn't mean you can't stay in the base of Migdash. So the same thing should be true over here. The Torah says don't go into a woman that is Tmeah. But that doesn't mean you can't stay in a woman who is Tmeah. So maybe you can leave the woman who's Tmeah. You can leave the base of Migdash when you became Tomei. It seems to be very much the same situation, right? By the way, you'll note the overall amazing nekudah of the interrelationship of the base of Migdash set, which is very fundamental, going all the way back to Yaakov Avinu at the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls the Knesset of the Migdash coming into my bedroom. Or the idea of where we learn out, do not have sex without making sure that nobody else is around. We learn out from the fact that there's bells on the Kohen Gadol's Me'il, so that the bells ring before he comes into the bedroom. That means that the Knesset, Ba El HaMikdash, is a sexual act. That's how we see it. That's Katsar HaMeitzam Yistareya. That with Darshan and Sanhedrin, the bed is too thin for more than two lovers. So you put the Menashe's Machnis, into the Echal, at Selam, so that's destroying the bedroom. So that means that the entire, and obviously, we understand that the nature of the Kruvim on the Orin is a sexual symbol. That's why the Goyim, the Gemara says, paraded the Kruvim around, claiming that the Jews worship pornography. But it's clear from the Mishnah here that we see the entire issue of Abba El Abayit as the equivalent of Knesset, and therefore, when we read in Eicha how we became a Nida, we're talking about this Mishnah. It calls us Nida. Mm-hmm. So it's basically the Merum is here in this entire sugya. So now, when Rabbi Yossi ben Lekunya,
there's no relationship. For a Nida, there's no relationship.
You're not allowed, right? You're not allowed to have a relationship. So, in any event, he thought he was asking, where is there an Isser to sleep with Anita? So he picked up a sandstone and threw it on it. So, you're a total idiot. Shoko kala patak be nut. As horrible ball Anita. Well, you never read the Bible? Elisha ben Yedad tumata lo tikrav. Come on, you know I'm not asking that. I'm asking, how do you know that there's an Isser l'mishamesh mi'atorah v'amro nitmeti d'lo nifresh miyad? How do you know that it's more kedai to remain in the Nida than to leave the Nida? That's what I'm asking you. I was just stunned to tell me that we understand that the act of intercourse isn't only penetration. That's all very nice. You're told, so therefore hang around? I mean, so how do I know that it's the Prisha per se that's the issue? Oh, that's a good question. Omar Chizkia, Omar Kro. Then this, for the first time, we begin to understand why we're calling it the mitzvah aseh sheminida. I didn't have a clue until now that you're chayvin alav. Since it says in the pasuk, the strangest thing, utehi nidata alav. She, her nidot should be on him. Wow. What do you mean, should be on him? I mean, obviously, the simple meaning of the pasuk is that a man who sleeps with a nida becomes tamei the same way she's tamei. Tehi nidata alav. But I mean, it's a very weird thing to say in the pasuk. Let her nidot stay with him. So clearly, there's a mitzvah for him to remain inside of a nida. That's what it must mean. Afilu b'sha'at nidata tehi alav. Wow. Okay. This indeed is an aseh. So ashkechan aseh. Now, you're telling me that that mitzvah is telling me, don't be yotzei be'ever chai. That's what you're saying. But how do I know that if I am, that I'm going to be over also in a lotas? Because you said that now I'm going to be chayev. If you're admitting that this is a big chiddush, now I need this new mitzvah. So where's the lotas? Lotas eminalan. Omer of Papa Omar Kra. It says, the lashon in the pasuk is lotikrav. That's what we said. Elisha, b'nidat tumata, lotikrav. Interestingly enough, why do we say lotikrav? What does it mean? Don't get close? How close? 3 feet? What exactly is the word lotikrav? It says lotavo, like it says by the Arayot. But interestingly enough, the word lotikrav means don't leave. How do I know that? Lotikrav can also be read as lotifrosh. Don't leave here. Why? Because we see in the pasuk that it says, ha'omrim, kirav elecha, al tigash bi, ki kirashticha. Okay, so this now is the way that the late Sanei Hador would speak to Yeshayahu. And they would say to Yeshayahu, sorry, sir, you're very, very holy. Hey, don't come anywhere near me. I wouldn't want to make you, you know, tame or anything, Mr. Holier Than Thou. So therefore, they use that word, kirav elecha. So kirav elecha then would mean, stay where you are. So that means that the idea of tikrav, lotikrav, means do not move. Okay? So if that's the case, lotikrav would also mean do not move. Do not move means stay exactly where you are inside the nida. So if you're telling me, shabbatinatu matalotikrav, yes, obviously the simple meaning is don't go in. But the other meaning is don't go out. I understand that to be in the context of utehinidata'alav, where the Torah is telling you stay where you are, that it's also telling you, and don't leave. There's two different issues. So memela, I have now a chiev on the assay. That explains at last why it is the Mishnah uses the word essay shebenida, because that assay has now been defined as including with it also the Isser of Prisha. Brilliant. So only at the end of the sugya does everything begin to click together. Tanu Rabbanan, Vizartem et bnei Yisrael mitumatam. Omer Rabbi Yoshia mikan azara lebnei Yisrael sheyifushub nishotehem samuch levistak. So it says over here, warn them. Warn them, Vizartem, means separate them. Okay, then that means something that is special. That special is the idea of staying away from the possibility of becoming tamei, which means that once a woman is during the period in which she is likely to become tamei, you are mechuyev to stay away. V'kama, what defines that period? Omar Rabba Ona. It's a 12-hour period. So if she normally would be ro'ah in the daytime, so then you're purish that entire day. If she normally would see in the nighttime, you're purish that entire night. And of course, we have our achronim, in which the prisha samach leveset is the veset samach to the veset of which she would be ro'ah, in which many people are makbid. So in any event, that is what we were basing the need to stay away from her, which is what caused it to be a shogeg instead of an ones. Omer Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Kol she'eino poresh mi'ishto. Somuch levesta afilu havin labanim kivnei Aharon metim. Somebody who isn't careful about this, even if he has the most wonderful children in the world, those children can die. Dechtiv, how do we see that? We see it from Aharon. It says, v'izartem et b'nei Yisrael mitumatam, v'hadava b'nidata. And then it's after the hadava b'nidata, we have right away acharei mot. So then that means that we're putting together the acharei mot of Shnei b'nei Aharon with the idea of v'izartem v'hadava b'nidata. Om Rabbi Baravah, Om Rabbi Yochanan, kol haporesh mishto somuch levista. Someone who's makbid on this, having al banim zecharim. He is zoche to have male children, and immediately after this lahavdil, which is to make a greater distance, it says Isha kitas Rabbi Yehuda Zachar. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says the point over here is not the male; it's that the bonim are ruim lahora'ah, because we understand the pasuk of lahavdil ulahorot et bnei Yisrael et kol achukim is connected to lahavdil ben Hakadosh ben Achol uben Hatamei uben Hatahor. So somebody who is more mavdil in this way ends up with children that indeed are lavdil olorot. Om Reb Chiya Bar Rava, Om Reb Yochanan, kol mavdil al hayayin b'motzei Shabbatot. It's the same thing, because it didn't have dola. And therefore, having lo banim zecharim, just like it says, lavdil ben HaKadosh ben HaChol. And there it says, lavdil ben HaTamei ben HaTahor. And the next pasuk is Yishat Ki Tazri V'yalda Zachar. There you go. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Omer, even on Yayin of Avdola. Banim ruyim lohora'a, tichtiv lavdil olorot. Omer ben Yomer by Yevad Omer Rabbi Elazar. Kol HaMekadesh Atzmo B'Shat Tashmish. A person who is sanua during intercourse, having lo bonim zechorim. Shinema v'hit kadishtem v'hitem kidoshim, which is followed by Shakitaz Rivei Yalda Zachar. So you see that the element of greater kiddusha, greater specificity in the relationship, which demands greater tzniut, leads to Isha Ki Tazriah V'yalda Zachar. Okay, now let's take a look at the next piece in the Mishnah, which seems a little bit strange because we find there a machloket in which both parties on the surface are saying exactly the same thing. The end of the Mishnah says, on Yudalad Amud Bet, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Hasheretz v'ne'elam. Now note that the Pasuk puts together the din of the halama with the word nivlat sheretz tamei v'ne'elam mimen. Okay, why does it do that? To teach me that there is no such din that you guys came up with of ha'alama going on the Migdash. There's only a din of ha'alama on the sheret. So therefore you don't have shnayim shein arba. It's the ha'alama of your tumah. So ha'alim sheretz chayav, not forgetting that this is the Beis HaMikdash, or the Isser of Knesset HaMikdash. The lo, eno chayav al HaMikdash. Now, Rabbi Akiva darshans exactly the same thing, it sounds like. Rabbi Akiva omer, v'ne'alam mimenu v'hu tameh. I mean, I can read the pasuk. Sheretz tameh v'ne'alam mimenu v'hu tameh. That's the piece of pasuk we're looking at, right? So either I'm going to darshan sheretz v'ne'alam, or v'ne'alam v'tameh. I mean, it boils down to the same thing, isn't it? I mean, Rabbi Akiva is also saying, Al ha'alem tuma yischayev, ve'eno chayav al ha'alem mikdash. No. Well, what's the difference between these two approaches? Ask the Gemara, my benayu. They're saying exactly the same thing. It's a question of whether you go to the first part of the pasuk, the second part of the pasuk. Does it really matter? Amar Chizkiya matters tremendously. According to Rabbi Eliezer, if you're darshaning it from sheretz v'hutameh, remember there's a whole list in that pasuk. It's only sheretz. It talks about the whole business. It talks about every possible tumah. And the sheretz is the last, obenivlat sheretz tameh. But that was the last one. It started off with Kol davar tameh, nivlat chaya tameh, nivlat beima tameh, nivlat sheretz tameh. So then that means, I'll leave it to Rabbi Eliezer, you need to know what made you tameh. Whereas if you're darshing at v'ne'elam v'tameh, you only need to know the fact that you were tameh. So what bigger difference could there be between them? Sheretz and v'ne'elam? According to Rabbi Eliezer, you have to know, were you tameh because you touched nivlat chaya, or you were tameh because you touched the sheretz? So, adiyada ibn sheretz itmei ibn veilayitmei. If you don't know which one it was, so then you don't have this yidiyah betchilam. And that's not considered to be v'ne'elma. Whereas according to Rabbi Akiva, you just need to know v'hu tameh. So it's a generic yidiyah. Lo be'inan adiyada, as long as kivan diyada di itma ba'olam. You knew you were tameh. Nafkamina, whether you're not sure, did you sit on the chair with the nevela, or did you sit on the chair with the shirt? It's irrelevant. Either way, you know you did something to make your tummy. And you do not need to know, V'chein omar Ula, it's clear, even though Ula did not say this beferish, it's clear that Ula also basically said, Sheretz v'nevela ikibi now. You know how I know that? Because Ula pointed out that there's a contradiction in Rebbe Eliezer Shita. And the contradiction that he points out is only a contradiction if he's taken for granted that the meaning of Rebbe Eliezer Shita is you have to know precisely what it was that made you tell me. What did he point out as the contradiction? The Ula Rami de Rebbe Eliezer, the Rebbe Eliezer Mishani, and he answered, explained why it's not a contradiction. But from his question, it's obvious how he understood Rebbe Eliezer. Umi Amar Rebbe Eliezer, Be'inan Adi Yadai B'Sheretz Yitmei B'Nevela Yitmei. Here's his words. Here's Ula's words. And he's telling you, that's how he understands Rebbe Eliezer. Is it indeed true that according to Rebbe Eliezer, you need to know precisely what made you Tamei? Ramini, is it not true that Omar Rabbi Eliezer, didn't Rabbi Eliezer say in Hurias that who cares whether a guy, Krisus, who cares whether a guy knows if he ate chalev or notar? The din over there was, he's got a piece of chalev in front of him and a piece of notar in front of him. He doesn't know which one he ate. So over there, the Tanakhama says that, well, you're not going to be chayev unless you know what it is that you did. And there's a number of examples there. So it was Shabbos, Yom Kippur. He doesn't remember if he did this on Shabbos or did he do it on Yom Kippur. Or he had his wife who was Anita in the house and he had a sister in the house. He doesn't know which one he slept with. Maybe it was his Anita wife. Maybe it was his sister. This guy's a little bit drunk, you know. So in any event, Rebbe Eliezer says, does it really matter? I mean, none of Shach. Either he ate Chalev and then he's Chayev for the Shogeg, or he ate Nota and he's Chayev for the Shogeg. Either Shabbat Chilel and he's Chayev for the Shogeg, or Yom Kippurim Chilel and he's Chayev for the Shogeg. Either he slept with Ishto Nida Baal and he's Chayev for Nida, or Achoto Baal and he's Chayev for Achoto. So you don't really need to know precisely what Isser you did if you know you did an Isser. So here we have the exact opposite of what Rebbe Eliezer is saying over here, that you need to know B'Sheretz Yitma B'Nevela Yitma, to which Rabbi Yeshua responded, no, Hare Yomer, Ohoda Alav Chatato Asher Chata Ba. Does it say you knew you sinned? It said you knew the sin with which you sinned. Well, the sin with which you sinned. Sometimes you need to know precisely Ba. This is exactly Achi Yivadalacha B'machata. I don't know. I mean, that wouldn't have been Ma'akev. But the idea of the precise idea is Ma'akev. Yes, I sinned. I sinned b'achila asura. I sinned b'malocha asura. Or he could say either. And Ula himself answered, Umishane, that the difference is because of the way that the Torah puts it. Where we're talking about Tumat Mikdash U'Kedoshav, it doesn't say the Ba, it says specifically, Bechol Devar Tamei B'Nivla Sheretz Tamei, and so on and so forth. Here it says, Asher Chata Vevi. No, Chata Vevi means any sin, right? What does it do with the Ba? The Gemara's going to ask that later. So there, the Chata Vevi Amar Rachmana, Chat Kol Shehu. But over here it says, the first part of the Pasuk, Bechol Davar Tamei. Now, Bechol Davar Tamei seems to me to sort of cover all the bases, huh? Nefesh Ki Diga Bechol Davar Tamei. So can you explain to me why we start making a list? Oh, Benivlat Chayat Tameya. Oh, Benivlat Beimat Tameya. Oh, Benivlat Shert. You just said Bechol Davar Tamei. Leave it at that. I'll tell you why. Ha! Adi Yada Ibesheret Zitmei Ibenevela Itmei. So obviously there's a difference between the two cases. Whereas according to Rabbi Akiva, why indeed does it make a list? If, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's generic, that's because I did by the mitzvah of Achaya, Lekida Rebbe. Remember, we needed the extra pasuk, Ekra Nichaya, Beima Lama Nemra, to be mifaneh it for Xereshova, to teach me. Just like in the other case, it's talking about Knisa LeMikdash, right? Actually, the case was Achilat Kodesh, that was Betumat HaGuf. Here too, even though it mentions bringing a carbon just for being tame, it doesn't mean bringing a carbon just for being tame. It means bringing a carbon for being tame and eating Kodesh. And then he goes on to learn, and Knisa LeMikdash. But I needed the list. of at least Beimava Chayat. Once I say Beimava Chayat through Nesheretz too. Kiritanya Devei Rabbi Yishmael, Kol Parashah Shenem Rav Nishneit. If there's a reason for needing to repeat something, then the fact that it adds additional pieces in the repetition is not significant. So it's Lo Nishneit Elav Shvil Davash Nitchadeshba. The Nitchadeshba is the extra Chayat and Beima. Once the extra, if it says Chayat includes Beima. Wait a minute, but that was very sneaky. Rabbi Eliezer said that all it says in the pasuk is Asher Chata Vehevi. That's not true. It says Asher Chata Ba Vehevi, which was the whole point. That's what we were being medayek in Rabbi Yeshua. How's he excluding that? So what does he do with the Ba? I Ba my Av. Oh, the Ba. Ba doesn't mean the specifics. The Ba means prat lemitasek. It has to be that he was not involved in doing something else, which has nothing to do with what his intention was. That's the point. So in other words, if he is now doing an act which has nothing to do with the act that was done, so he ended up picking something on Shabbos, where he thought that what he was doing is picking up a book from the floor. Now it ends up that, it wasn't a book from the floor. It was a leaf, not a leaf from the book, you idiot. It was a growing leaf that you picked. Well, I didn't know that. That was a leaf from the book. So he didn't intend to do anything at all. And that's considered to be his misasik b'klal in a dvar heter, has nothing to do with what his kavana was. So there needs to be an awareness of the possibility of chet before you can ever become the chayav on a shogeg. That's called mitasek. That's the ba. But it doesn't mean the specific. It means the possibility of coming lidei chet. Omar Rava v'tarvayu tanina. Kniza tanina prisha. Prisha tanina tanina ayam b'sham b'shibat Torah v'amal l'medi pirish miyat chayal. Kniza tanina nimtza shalot tebeim v'chayavim korban. Undoubtedly, it's talking about b'samach l'vesta. The reference is to the Knisa. Omle Ravada Bar Mat and La Rava, no. Liolam e Malacha Bisholosa Mukhlavesta. And it's referring to the Prisha. Vichitema Prisha Lomali, Atonale, ah, it's Rashmina Nimsa Shalat Meim Besafek, Upturing in a carbon. I did a boy Misa Nimsa Shalat, Tani Nami Nimsa Shalot. Omle Ravina La Ravada, Mimbats Lukmalahi Bisholosa Mukhlavesta Vaprisha. It says Nimsa. Nimsa means ex post facto, Mashma. We are preaching me correct to perishly. She told him, Havila Yedia. Omele Rava, yep. Say it, my to come around. So he said, Ekim, that's it. The Tanya Allah, Zoe mitzvata, say Shemidah, Shekhayavin Alea, Vimita mitzvat lota, say. Omele, well, if you insist on the need to that bright, then Kasser, Utinyah, Zoe mitzvat lota, say Shemidah, Shekhayavin Alea, Haya Mishameshimat or Rav, Amrala Nitmeti, Upresh miat Chayav. Zoe mitzvah tas eishemelida. Omama. Pirish miyat chayav. Sayech yavit. Om revinu mishmeh rova. Noetz eser tzipornav bekarka. Achiamut vetavia. Or achiamut wati. Omar rova zotomer tam shamesh meit barayot patur. This fact that the chayav. So how come my time of patur? Mishum da onesu. I onesu ki pirish miyat nami nifta da onesu. Omale abay liyolam emelacham shamesh meit barayot chayav. And indeed, al chamai time patur mishum donis. Ay, you're asking, said Pikiparish miyada maichayam, because hayala lefresh bana amu etet, upiresh bana amruba. Omele rabba bar chanan labayim kain, matzino derech arukah uktsara benida, vanan bemigdash tnan. And mishum delo domi arukadacha is the ksara da atam, and arukada atam is ksara da atam. Matke lo ravun ibrader v'natan mi omer abay onesu alma b'shalo b'shat vesta somach vesta kamrina. It's abay himself was at chayiv shtayim, which only works if it's somach vesta skina. Ki itmar de abaye be alma itmar. Boy minei Rabbi Yonatan ben Yosi ben Lukunya mirib Shimon ben Yosi ben Lukunya. Azara the boy al nida minayim in atara. Shoko kala patak by pa azara the boy al nida. Eli shabin in that to matal lo tikrav. I mean, as on the Mishamish Matora, Vamrol, and his mate, the law nifresh miyad, then I'm asking me no. Tana Rabbanan, Vizartem is Bnei Yisrael mitu matanam Rabbi Yoshia, Mikan, Azal Lebnei Yisrael, Shifrishu Mishutehem, Samuch Levestan, Vekama Omer Rabba Ona, Omer Rabbi Yoga Mishum Rishima Bar Yochai, Koshe No Poresh Mishto Samuch Levestan, Afil Avin Lobanim Kivnei Aharon, Metim, Dichti Vizartem, Et Bnei Yisrael mitu matam, Vehadava Benidata, Vesamach Leacharimot, Omer Rabbi Yabarava, Omer Rabbi Yochana Kala Poresh Mishto Samuch Levestan, Havino banim zecharim dechtiv laavdil ben atamei uven atahor v'samach leisha ki tazim v'yad ha-zachar. Rav Yishuv ben Levi omer, better than that, havino banim ruyim lo ra'ah dechtiv laavdil lo ra'ot. Om Rav Yabarav, Om Rav Yochor kolam avdil ha-yayim v'matzei Shabbatot. Havino banim zecharim dechtiv laavdil ben ha-kodesh ben ha-chol dechtivatam laavdil ben atamei uven atahor v'samach leisha ki tazriya. Rav Yishuv ben Levi omer, banim ruyim lo ra'ah תכתיב להבדיל ולהורות. אומר רבי מן יום בר יפת, אומר רבי אלעזר, כל המקדש את עצמו בשעת תשמיש, אבין לבנים זכרים, שמביא תקדישתם ואיתם קדושים, סמך לאישה כי תזריע. רבי אליעזר אומר, שרץ ונעלם ממנו, מה ביניי? אומר חזקיה, שרץ ונביאי כמיניו. רבי אליעזר סבר, באינן עד ידע, אי בשרץ תמי ונביאי תמי. Rabbi Akiva Savar, lo be'inan ad yada. Kima de yada de itma ba'olna, lo tzarech I besheretz itma, I benevela itma. V'chein amar ula, sheretz benevelik b'inayu, harimino ula holds that ula rami ad Rabbi Eliezer Mishani. Mi amar Rabbi Eliezer, be'inan ad yada, I benevela, I besheretz itma, I benevela itma, v'ramino, Omer Rabbi Eliezer, Monev Shach, Echela V'Alcha Chayav, Nota V'Alcha Chayav, Shabbat Chilel Chayav, Yob Yom HaKippurim Chilel Chayav, Ishto Nida V'Al Chayav, Achoto V'Al Chayav, Omer Rabbi Yishor, Omer, Oda L'Avchatato Asher Chataba, Ad Shivada L'Avcha B'Machata, Umeshane Yatam Asher Chatav, Evi Omer HaKmanach, Et Kosho, Ocha Mikhti, Ktiv B'Chol Dabar Tameh, B'Nivlat Sheretz Tameh, Lomali, Shema Amin Abin Adi Yada, Ibe Sheretz Ibn Velitmo, Rabbi Akiva, I did one lift to be Mavachael Grebi, Tim Nami Sheretz, Kitani Verbi Shmo, Kopa Shamu Nishneid, Lonishneid, Lushvila Vashit Kadeshba, Rabbi Yezer, I bomb my Abedai, Pratamita Sek.